The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 28, 2017, is from the Book of Jonah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, New International Version, May 28, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Jonah 4, 1. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. Jonah believed that the Ninevites deserved punishment for their sins, the extreme punishment of destruction, the destruction of their city, and military power that threatened Israel. He became angry because it appeared that when God forgave them, that they would not suffer any punishment at all. He judged God. He said God was wrong not to destroy the city, and he became angry at God for what he considered injustice. He prayed and hoped that God would at least punish the people in some way. So he thought he would watch the city and hope for the worst possible punishment. Jonah 4, 2. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity." Jonah blamed his anger on God, and even blamed God for his rebellion against God that led to his fleeing to Tarshish. He wanted the enemies of Israel destroyed for their sins and their threat to his nation. Of course, the kingdom of Israel would not be punished or destroyed if they listened to God's prophets and repented as the Ninevites did. He described God accurately, but he wanted no part in God relenting from sending calamity on Nineveh. Jonah totally ignored the fact that because of God's values, God saved him, despite his rebellion against God, and all the sailors, despite their idolatry. He saved them from calamity and death on the Mediterranean Sea. Surely, selfish Jonah was happy when God relented and did not cast him off forever in the sea. But that happiness soon changed to anger at God and the desire to die. Jonah 4:3. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. Jonah became so angry that he became totally unreasonable. He attacked God for being gracious and compassionate, patient and abounding in love, and he wanted to totally and finally sever his relationship with God by wanting God to end his life. Of course, dying would not separate him from God, because even in death, he could not flee from God. He would rather die than watch God show compassion and save his enemies. By the grace of God, God did not answer his prayer, but continued his redeeming discipline of Jonah. Jonah 4:4. But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" God asks this question of all of us when we become angry. Jonah thought it was right for him to be angry with God, because he knew that God would not destroy his enemies if the Ninevites repented after he warned them of coming destruction. He did not want them warned. He did not want them to repent. He did not want God to forgive them. Furthermore, he was angry because he could not do anything to prevent God from saving them and giving them another opportunity to live. Even though God gave him many opportunities to repent and return to obedience despite his attitude. Jonah 4:5. Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. In his anger, and after his answer to God, Jonah hoped that God would reconsider and at least bring some type of punishment on Nineveh. We are not told, but we can imagine Jonah sitting in the shade of his shelter and angrily and urgently praying to God to punish and not forgive the Ninevites, even thinking of different ways God could punish them effectively. Jonah 4:6. Then the Lord provided a leafy plant, and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. After receiving an unsatisfactory answer, or no answer at all, from Jonah, because God is gracious and compassionate, once again God disciplined Jonah and began by showing him great, undeserved kindness. God caused a plant to grow to shade and comfort Jonah, as he watched to see what God would do. Jonah became happy about the plant, but God's grace did not lead him to repent for his angry accusations against God and his hateful attitude toward the people of Nineveh. Jonah should have thanked God for his grace in giving him the shade, but he still refused to be on speaking terms with God. Jonah 4:7. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant, so that it withered. If Jonah had repented and had begun to see and accept God's gracious concern for him and the Ninevites, God would not have needed to take another step of redeeming discipline. Overnight, God caused a worm to kill the plant, so that it withered and could no longer bless Jonah. Jonah 4:8. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head, so that he grew faint. He wanted to die, and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." In spite of the fact that God had shown Jonah redeeming grace, Jonah still refused to admit that God was right and he was wrong in his hateful attitude toward others. Therefore, God provided a scorching hot wind and blazing sun to discipline Jonah with increasing punishment and suffering. Rather than repent and turn from his evil thoughts, Jonah wanted to die and be done with God completely. Such was Jonah's bondage to sin, and such was Jonah's irrational prayer when he spoke to God once again. Jonah 4:9. But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." To help Jonah understand what he needed to do, God spoke to Jonah again, rather than do to him what Jonah wanted God to do to the Ninevites, as well as to himself: kill them. God asked Jonah a question about right and wrong, so Jonah could use his reason to arrive at the correct answer. God asked a reasonable question, and Jonah gave an unreasonable answer. Jonah continued to selfishly focus on himself and the plant that made him happy. He had no concern for anyone but himself and whatever made him happy. Therefore, he told God that if God would not make him happy and do what he wanted, that he wanted to die, be eternally separated from God. Such was the extent of Jonah's foolish thinking. Jonah 4:10. But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up and died overnight." Jonah had nothing to do with the plant, but enjoyed God's free gift to him of comfort, shade, and the happiness it brought him. God had given it to him, and God had taken it away. And Jonah refused to say as Job did, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job 1:21. His only concern for the plant was the benefit he derived from it. When the benefit was taken away, he became angry with God. Jonah was self-centered, not God-centered. Jonah 4:11. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people, who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? God loved his creation. God said his creation was good. See Genesis 1. Even after Adam and Eve fell into sin, God continued to love his creation, and he began the process of redeeming discipline, leading to sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that the world might be saved. See John 3:16. God is not self-centered. God is God-centered. Therefore, God is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. God is love. Jonah spoke with God. Jonah knew about God's character and obeying God. But Jonah did not truly know God. The Apostle John wrote, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16. Unlike Jonah, God loved and expressed his concern for the Ninevites, Jonah's distant neighbors. And by sending Jonah to help them, God planned to help all of them, including Jonah. Whether Jonah wanted to go or not, God would make sure that he went. All the Ninevites repented, and the people cared enough for their animals to have them fast too, perhaps in order to save them. The Ninevites were morally superior to Jonah in their repentance, and God chose to show his concern for all the people and animals alike. God also had compassion because the Ninevites did not know the law of God as Jonah certainly did. They did not know right from wrong, their right hand from their left hand, because morally speaking, they were like little, uneducated children. They did not know enough to listen to Jonah's preaching, to believe God, to pray, and to hope that God would have compassion, relent, and save them from destruction. The book of Jonah tells us what God did with the Ninevites to save them, but the book does not tell us how God continued to discipline Jonah until he repented. God will fulfill all his plans and purposes, and God is gracious, compassionate, patient, and abounding in love. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. When God chose to forgive the Ninevites for their sins, how did Jonah respond? 2. What kind of God is God according to Jonah? 3. Jonah was so angry that it made him unreasonable. Therefore, what did Jonah tell God he wanted God to do? 4. What did God do to Jonah after he complained to God and became angry? 5. Why was Jonah concerned about the plant? What concerned God? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Repeated Refusals to Repent, May 28, 2017. Jonah 4:11. And should I not have compassion for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Because God had forgiven and saved the Ninevites after they had believed God and repented of their evil and violent ways, 3 times Jonah told God that he was so angry with God that he wanted to die. Bondage to sin leads to unreasonable thinking, strange behavior, and irrational prayers. Jonah accused God of wrongdoing because God did not do what he wanted God to do. He became so angry with God that he unreasonably wanted to be eternally separated from God through death. He even told God that he had fled from God to Tarshish because he knew God was gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. He told God that he wanted to prevent God from forgiving the Ninevites. He wanted God to send calamity upon them. Perhaps we have never been as angry as Jonah, but perhaps we have come close to those feelings despite the truths we know about the character of God. God's redeeming discipline of the Ninevites consisted of a simple warning of destruction that contained within it the seeds of hope, and the Ninevites believed God's word and repented. In many ways, throughout the book of Jonah, God encouraged Jonah to repent of his sins, saving him from drowning, reasoning with him, and teaching him about right and wrong. Still, Jonah wanted nothing to do with God, We do not learn if Jonah ever repented from his self-centered and unforgiving attitude toward God and others. Still, God used Jonah to save a great city. Begin our closure class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.